Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The boys are already starting. There's already been a marriage proposal, a little harassment, allegations. Welcome to TGIF. I'm your girl, Claudia Jordan. I'm back with two of the most fabulous men in the game. Please welcome brand strategist, Al Reynolds.
What's up, Claudia? I'm ready for the night, baby.
I'm ready for you. We are ready for you, too. We got to talk about your look. And please welcome multimedia personality and talk show host, Funky Dineva.
Hey, y'all.
Did y'all see the post that someone sent and they were in New York and they were like at Funky Dineva and they did that?
No, I didn't see it. What, it was on Twitter or something?
It's on Instagram. I think I tagged you on it and it's and Al saw it. It's so funny. I was like, who's ready for tonight's show?
He was on his boat all day today, so he hasn't been on his social media.
I have not. I've been doing rich white woman things and you jealous. And
so you're still out there boating.
I'm still boating and I'm going again tomorrow at 4.
Can't you see his tan?
No.
They said you was colorist.
Well, yeah, hey, I guess I am. So before the show, Funky, you had some things to say about Al's mouth.
Oh,
I mean lips.
Al, what that mouth do? You done went out to the spa, got your new lips on for the night. They looking all plump and gorgeous, looking like two pork chops. I just want just looking like two big plump juicy pork chops.
This is good. I can't with this, Funky. You always stare in the pot. Same lips, same soup coolers, different day. All good.
They
compliment though, sir.
Claudia, ain't they looking extra suckable and kissable today?
Let me see, Al. Well, let me see with a straight face. Let me see you get pouty.
I can't with you two. Can we go on with the show, please?
You know, when that and got that Kim Zolciak beerman pumped in his lips. We see you, white girl. We see you,
just no one to say when, though. Just don't go overboard now.
Why is he hating like that? See, no one saying anything about your shiny bald head.
Oh.
Listen, that's a sign of prosperity. You rub this, baby. What, I got to make you spend money. All right? You rub this, baby. You'll be lucky into the new year. I love you a long time. Claudia, start this show. Start this show. Because I've been on this boat drinking, and ain't no telling what's liable to come in my mouth tonight. So start this show.
So how's everybody's week? What was y'all's week like? I know, Dineva, you've been boating every other day pretty much. Have you abandoned the gym?
It's so hard being me. You know, I just lived this rich white woman life of leisure. You know, I had to go play canasta, and I went down to the YMCA and gave some food baskets to the disprivileged children, the little projected children. And then I did my taxes. I did the pool boy. I went boating. I went shopping. You know, just rich white woman thing.
Well. You did the pool boy. What was the pool boy's name?
Oh, I missed that.
Al.
Al, how was your week?
Oh, shit. Okay. My week was pretty good. It's very interesting that Funky mentioned that he did his taxes. That's really good, Funky, because as everybody knows, your tax deadline has been extended to May 17th, normally April 15th, but just for those who follow the tax laws, the tax 2021 tax season has been extended till.
Al, how was your week? What did you do and what got into you?
You don't know that I work with the Internal Revenue Service. You don't know that I work in taxes.
Is that what we're doing? Okay.
Well, Al, I mean, we found out last week that you worked everywhere from NASA to H&M to Lifeguard to Sony. I mean, every career, every instance, Al either worked there or know the people or been to the wedding or
has a degree.
It's called a life. That's, you can't be a corporate strategist without knowing every part of the business and work for multiple companies in many departments. So, hey, it is what it is. And I only work for the best. So this is how I get my money. This is how I make my living. And that's what it is, right?
Okay, well, speaking of making a living and getting money, let me just go to the YouTube comments real quick, because they seem to see a match made in heaven here. Sierra says, so are Al and Funky going to have their wedding broadcast on Fox Soul?
We will have a wedding special.
That'd be a power couple.
Hey, my love is too big for a streaming network. We have to wait till we get on all the TV channels first.
I mean, we could be on Roku, we could be on Tubi, we could be on Apple TV.
So we don't have to wait till we be on U-verse, Xfinity, Comcast. We start talking wedding special.
Okay, well, let's get into some topics because we got a whole bunch to cover. This show, we got a lot. So listen, we got some late breaking news. Daytime personality, well, soon to be former, Sharon Allen is leaving her co-host job at The Talk, aka she was fired. That comes 2 weeks after a heated exchange on the show about racism with Cheryl Underwood, but she was extremely rude and condescending. CBS issued a press release about her departure. You know, they had to do this. It says, the events of March 10th, the broadcast, were upsetting to everyone involved, including the audience watching at home. As part of our review, we concluded that Sharon's behavior toward her co-host during the March 10th episode did not align with our values for a respectful workplace. The press release said they did not find evidence that CBS tried to blindside Sharon. Now, we talked about the situation before. Do you think this happened too soon? And I'm pretty sure they have to pay her out. That's usually what happens when white people get fired. They get to say they quit and they get a big settlement. What do y'all think about this?
I mean, regardless of the fact, black people, this is what we wanted, okay? She tried our girl Cheryl. She tried to embarrass Cheryl down to the TV, and now that bitch got fired. Goodbye, strawberry shortcake. Now she can get her ass down to Truvy Salon from Steel Magnolias and get a strawberry rinse every Friday in her head and sip mimosas, you old hag. You talk to Cheryl any kind of way and your ass got dismissed. I mean, I love it. We kept saying a black woman could never do this. She would lose her job. Well, a white woman did it and she lost her job. Good riddance, strawberry shortcake.
Claudia, all right.
In the wrong hole. You know what I mean? Go ahead, Al.
Anyway, so this is my take on this. CBS had no choice but to let Sharon Osbourne go. You want to know why? Because she broke every labor law in the book at one's workplace. Okay, let's start from the top and go to the bottom. She, her firm that she works at, her workplace, she accused them of entrapment. Okay, how many of us can get away with accusing our workplace of entrapment? She said that she was set up. Number two, she had racial harassment where she called a co-host ghetto. Number three infraction she had at work was sexual orientation discrimination, where she called the young lady
Sarah Gilbert,
a pussy licker, all right? And then number four, which she got three, which she struck out on all three, her fourth one is where they're laying a hat, which is when they're saying that she created a hostile work environment. What they didn't want to say that it was racially motivated. So as far as I'm concerned, it's a good thing that she is leaving, because if not, we would have needed to boycott CBS altogether. There is no way any person of color, male or female, would be able to be charged with entrapment, racial harassment, sexual orientation discrimination, and hostile work environment and still be employed. Goodbye, Sharon. It was a pleasure. And I told you a couple of days ago, if not a week, that you needed to bow out gracefully and leave this before you're kicked out. Now you're kicked out and now you're smeared. You're smeared in Hollywood. You're smeared in entertainment. And I wish you the best of luck.
I know why I like working for black people.
Why?
Because I bet I'll call your ass ghetto and still have a job next week.
Well, you wouldn't be lying. You know what? Another thing she said, she also called Julie Chen. She referred to her, talked about her as slanty-eyed and wanton.
And wanton. She called her wanton.
But not only that, Julie was...
That falls under racial discrimination, though, of course.
But Julie was dating the head of the network, or married... Wasn't she with Les Moonves? Married to him. So, like, of all the people's asses you got to kiss, that's the one you got to kiss the best.
It don't matter, honey. I'm white. That Trump, all of that, honey. You don't see all this whiteness, all this strawberry hair, bitch. I'm white, honey. Ain't nobody told you, bitch. I'm white. I could look at all this strawberry hair. It's strawberry bang across my eye, across my forehead, honey. This strawberry give me power, baby. I'm white with this strawberry. I can do whatever I want to do down to this job. I'm a strong, independent white woman, and ain't nobody gonna fire me, baby.
You're so right. You know, TV host Nina Parker came by my show on Wednesday, and we talked about the whole Sharon Osbourne racial controversy. Let's take a look at this.
With Sharon, I felt like it was very intentional. I felt like she was being intentionally manipulative. I felt like she was weaponizing her tears and emotions to victimize herself so that she would not be held accountable for the vile things that she was saying and supporting. And so that's really dangerous. You know, those tears have killed people in the past.
Home on the couch with her husband while he eats bats. And that's that. Right. I mean, that's what they do.
The other thing about this that's disturbing to me is that if this had been Cheryl, for instance, I don't think she would have had, the network would have gone on hiatus, right? The network, I mean, they wouldn't have allowed her to do a media tour to kind of save her face. They would not have allowed her to be on, you know, all these programs apologizing. Mm-hmm. See, they were counting on, they couldn't figure out how to handle this. And it was all done for the benefit of her. Now, if it was Cheryl Underwood, believe me, at 4 o'clock when that light went out down at CBS, the next morning there would have been a replacement in that chair, and they would have kept going, and they would have said she has pursued other things, or her attitude was not in line with what this network is about. Sharon better be glad that she has enough power in the industry to give her what's called grace. She was given a grace period to get herself together, to get her story out, to save her face.
All this because she was defending Pierce, raggedy ass Morgan.
I literally was going to say, what's so sad about this is you stuck your damn nose somewhere it ain't belong and lost your strawberry job. Okay.
Of 11 years. And so, you know, she got good money. And that's funny. But, you know, those Brits are definitely like that. Like, they are very, like,
but you know, supportive. I hope it meant that much to you to be heard. And I put a post, Claudia, and you commented one time. You commented, I put a post on Instagram and said, it's a God-given gift when you learn to shut the F up sometimes and let it go. This was a situation where Sharon should have just shut the entire F up and let it go. You lost your job over essentially a tweet that should have been a private phone call to your homeboy. You interjected yourself where you did not need to be and lost your job. And the question I have is, would Pierce have lost his job for you?
I don't think so. The fact that Sharon has been in the business as long as she has, as old as she has, and working with Black women on her show, you would think that she'd be able to read the room a little bit better of what's going on.
I got strawberry hair, honey. When you got strawberry hair on, baby, that give you the power of the earth, the sun, the water, and the moon, baby. You don't care about no Black women when you got strawberry hair.
I got
the power.
Claudia, I think you hit it on the head. What happens is people like that are not in tune with what the racial temperature is in America. And she just happened to support the wrong person at the wrong time.
You don't care about color when you got strawberry red hair. Okay? She don't care about color. The only color that matter is strawberry, bitch.
But look. She got away with racial discrimination on the workplace before.
It's because of the strawberry. I'm trying to tell you.
Discrimination. She got away with, like, entrapment. Like, she thought she was bigger than this entire situation.
Baby, it's the strawberry. Strawberry got powers. You mix strawberry with white skin, I got the power.
You know what? We're going to go to break. And Funky, you want to take us a break with the full rendition of I Got the Power?
No, baby, because we ain't got no licensing money over here, and I don't want them to sue us. So just go to court.
We'll be in the unemployment line with Sharon. We'll be right back. We're taking a quick break. We'll be back with more TGIF when we return. Welcome back to TGIF with Funky Dineva and Al Reynolds and myself, Claudia Jordan. So listen, we talked about Sharon Osbourne, and she's no longer at the talk, and good riddance. That's what you get. You put your nail in your own coffin when you try to come for your network. So we are on to the next, which brings us to Lil Nas X. Oh, Lord, he's getting a lot of attention for his new video called Montero. Call Me By Your Name. Montero. Whoa. Okay. Montero is the rapper's birth name. And in the video, Lil Nas X can be seen showing lots of skin while wearing various wigs and costumes and dancing like a stripper on a pole that looks like hell. He was grinding on the devil and gyrating, and the devil opened his legs up and had him spread eagle. There we go. There was a back shot too. What do y'all think about this video? Has he gone too far?
I'm going to tell you something. I totally understand Lil Nas X. It's not easy being a black gay boy. It's not. Coming up, you get called every name, you get picked on. And so it's one of those things that when you make it, and when you make it so far beyond where the people who traumatize you can ever get, you feel this internal desire to rub your gayness in their damn face. And so for me, Lil Nas X is me 15 years ago personified. I get everything he's doing. He's healing in the midst of his art, but he's saying to the world, the one thing that you pegged me for as a flaw, and the one thing that y'all tried to hold me down with, I'm rubbing it in your face. I'm making money. Your girl like me. Your mammy like me. I got more money than you'll ever have. Now get into it. I love what he's doing. He is the quintessential gay troll. And I completely understand him and support him, because I've been there before and I understand that little black boy gay struggle. I'm here for it.
Okay, Al Reynolds.
I'm confused. Now, I
we know that already.
I definitely understand. You're gonna pause that right there. I definitely understand what Q is saying as it relates to the struggle. However, this is called the entertainment industry, and what you have to do is always protect your brand. So the only rub that I have here with him is his vast movement and his brand, from one of wearing a cowboy hat with cowboy clothes and cowboy boots and dancing in front of kids, to now gyrating and doing the twerk on the devil with a blue, pink, or red wig. That causes pause when it comes to building a brand and living in your truth when that intersection happens. So what happens in this industry is they build you up to tear you down if you don't manage it correctly. So the only thing that I'm afraid of, I want him to celebrate his gayness or his truth. That I can support. However, how you do it and the presentation of it and the transition from one to the next has to be a little bit less jolting for me. And also for the industry, because what happens is when you do these types of things is that this industry eventually, that was once your friend and your fan, becomes a foe, and they no longer support you. You can find yourself on the opposite end of a great career because he's a very talented young man. So that's the only pause that I have with that. And the other thing is that why in his expression and his creativity does he have to always dress up? Why do men always have to dress up? And people put a lot of money behind black men dressing up as women. That's my only other question, which I would like to pose.
Al, stop acting like no man ain't never made you feel like fish, okay? He wanted to feel like fish. He was feeling fishy, bitch.
Okay, so this is good that you say that, because I actually do, I would like to take this as a learning moment. Tell me what, seriously, no jokes aside, all jokes aside, tell me what that means, because you
Al,
said-
you ain't never just had a man come in your life and make you feel pussy. Just make you feel fish, just real fishy, bitch.
No.
Oh, girl, get off my.
You know what? As the one straight female here, can y'all just say, can y'all stop? Wait. Can y'all stop making it seem like.
You ain't never had no strong black man like Bing Rames just come in your life and just make you feel fishy.
What do you mean feel fishy? I'm a dude. I will never feel fishy, Negro.
First of all, I'm a woman and I'm not feeling fishy either. I need 2 days to stop with this fish shit. Let me just say something. Nope. I'm standing. Listen. Can I say something?
You make me feel like a natural woman.
No.
Can I speak?
Yes.
For straight black women out here, sit here and endure all the little insults from the gay community. Bitch, fish, this, that. And we laugh and kiki with you because we're allies and it's cute. But we don't all smell like fish.
It's not about
I don't like it.
It's the ultimate femininity, honey. This man, fishy, bitch.
No. Let me just say something. A fish smell from a woman means a bacterial infection. That means your pH levels are off. You're too alkaline and not enough acid. So let me just put it like that. Y'all comparing us to nasty girls, the worst of the worst. And I will not let it happen anymore.
I promise you, it's a term of endearment. Yes, Claudia was giving fish, bitch. Fishy, bitch. Yes.
That is not a compliment. Y'all got it twisted. I have to stand on this one, God damn it.
Like, it's more about being womanly. It has nothing to do about the smell. Y'all make it that. But I'm going back to Al. Al, you ain't never have no man step into your life and make you feel like a natural woman. Oh, girl, I thought you was part of the community. Go to the next story, Claudia.
I was like, he gonna fight you.
Oh my God, what the fuck?
Okay, let me just say this, before we move on. Listen, I get what you're saying. You both made great points. I get that when you're oppressed, when you finally get to that level, you're like, you know what? I'm gonna give you the most of it just to rub it in your face. I get it.
That's fish. Fishy, bitch.
But while you've given so much fishy, bitch, you are being marketed to 11-year-olds and 12-year-olds, and that's where his bag is coming from. So if he does go too far, I don't want it to hurt him, because just like how we complain about Lizzo sometimes, she's a bomb-ass singer and flutist, but all we see is her body and her ass now, and that's no shade to her, but we forget about the music. And with Lil Nas X, I don't want that to happen to him, because he's super dope and unique, and he has the kids... the audience, and I think parents were gonna feel some kind of way.
Oh,
and I'm an adult, and I felt some kind of way about seeing him gyrate on the devil. Like, gyrate, but why the devil? It was giving me Illuminati vibes. You got jumped in, allowed in, and it seems like an Illuminati thing. And if y'all watching, can y'all?
Claudia, hold on. Let me also jump in here real quick. This is the other thing as an artist, and I know a lot, if there are any artists out here speaking, they can speak to this. They also put a lot of money around this video. And artists do not get this type of money to produce. This video was amazingly constructed. If you guys have got to watch this video, it is amazingly constructed. And it's a lot of money put in this video. And I feel like they put a lot of money in this video for a reason. And I don't feel like the reason is a celebration of his oppression.
Okay. You know, Lil Nas X, we'd like to invite you on to TJF. Maybe you can talk to us and bring all this so-called fishiness with you, and we can have a conversation about it, because I really am concerned. I really am concerned, because the way mainstream embrace him so quickly, you know they will build us up and they will knock you the hell down. And they'd be like, you went, you know what I mean? Okay, so
if you Google him, you see that the video of when he enraged all those kids at that elementary school. If you Google him, this video sits right next to that video of him and all those young kids where they just rocked it out with him. I think this is going to be very interesting to see how this plays out. But you know what? For the sake of him and his career, I hope it's more to what Funky says.
Well, speaking of more to what someone says, Just when you thought that cheating scandal involving relationship influencers, so-called or whatever, Derek Jackson with the X at the end, which is ridiculous, was coming to an end, another mistress popped up. The latest mistress spoke to blogger Tasha K, and I heard the interview and she sounded very credible. She said she had sex with Jackson last week, and she was also claiming she's pregnant by this man. Take a listen to what she said about the alleged affair.
Early December, I found out I was pregnant. I told him, you know, off top, I don't want any children right now. It was on the 18th.
The 18th of March.
Last week, yeah.
So she's pregnant right now? Oh, he's really going to be over there now.
Well, she said she found out November, December, she didn't want to have no children. So I'm assuming she terminated.
I listened to that interview. She said she terminated the pregnancy.
Well, how do y'all feel about the wife standing by his side and the weird thing she's saying about the bonnet being the shirt being a shield?
Let me say something. She was built for this. She was up there dressed like a no limit soldier, baby. That lady was ready to go to war. She said spiritual warfare. This is, you see a bonnet, I see a hat of salvation. You see a shirt, I did not come here to dress up. I came here to fight spiritual warfare. Now, somebody told me in my comments, and I don't know if it's true, but they say that she goes to that cult church where that man was spraying holy water on people's private parts, talking about exercising the demon of promiscuity from them or whatever the case may be. There is something extremely off with this girl. A lot of people are saying that she has been brainwashed and broken by Derek. She definitely gives me a very David Koresh, Waco, Texas vibe. She gives me a very Scientologist vibe. She gives me very much, you know, we're going to do a mass suicide vibe.
Drink the Kool-Aid.
You know, something is just very off with this girl. But I'm going to tell you one thing about Derek Jackson for me. It's the hypocrisy for me. It'd be one thing if these were stories that were coming up prior to you becoming the relationship guru, but it's been proven that you were making some of these videos dogging cheating men sitting in front of your mistress's house. Like, some of the women have come forward and said, that's my front porch in the back of this video. That's my mailbox in the back of this video. You just got big nerve. And it's like overnight, this man has completely ruined his brand and his credibility. And to all of those out there that say the messenger don't change the message, to hell you say, the messenger do change the damn message, okay? Because he was supposed to be the damn good guy. And what he showed us is the good guy don't exist.
What he's also showing us is he's 1,000% a narcissist that feels like he has some kind of power, because some of the things he says does make sense. If you didn't know the way he was living, he had all these women open, listening to him, breaking up with their men because they're listening to the words of Derek Jackson with the X at the end. And I think it gave him great power to feel like he had so much influence. And look how he has this power over this woman. She, like you said, Q, she was 1,000% brainwashed. Her speaking points, how she was saying, I said it on the other show. They would give me very much Lester vibes. Remember the ventriloquist? Like, it's like she was saying what he wanted her to say, and it was sad.
Quiet as you can. If you go through her Instagram, she's giving me very much a lesbian tea. I'm such a lesbian that I'm clinging to the Lord. On one of them pictures, she had on a 3-piece Steve Harvey suit, dressed like one of the Temptations. In my mind, I want you to be free.
I don't know if I'm the only one, but I enjoyed I enjoyed her in the interview. I
really Christ, the savior was born.
First he said a no limit soldier.
Boy, you need help. But no, seriously, I really felt like it was just so unfortunate with that bonnet. And then the comments about
Who made her wear that bonnet? Christ! The savior was born.
You remember I read somewhere on Instagram somebody was starting a GoFundMe to get her a bra. That was really funny, but I really thought that she had very beautiful breasts.
You know who gonna give her a bra? Christ! The savior was born.
But anyway, I do want to say this though, Claudia, though, a serious though, because Q is off the chain tonight.
We can't.
Right.
Should we be serious? And
I really wish that people would.
Christ!
Q.
The Savior was born in my mind. She was dressed like one of the Temptations. I want her
I Claudia, I want to go on the record for saying I'm going to take up for her. I think people need to leave her alone and stop attacking her for the decision that she's made to support her husband. Whether it's a cult-like figure or not, she's decided to step into that lion's den and support her man the best she can. I think leave her out of your critical comments because she just decided to support her man. Her man is the liar. Her man is the deceitful one. Her man is the one that has that is the fraud. It's not her. Okay.
And you know who made Al say that?
We're gonna take a quick break. We'll talk more about this. We're gonna take a quick break. We'll be back with more after this.
Boy, you need your head CAT scanned. Okay.
Christ.
Welcome back to TGIF, sponsored by
Christ, the Savior is born.
Al, you were saying about Derrick Jackson and his wife in the bonnet?
All I'm saying is please give her, please give her a break. That's a lot for a woman who has intentionally not been in the media's eye to all of a sudden be thrust into it and have to read nothing but negative stuff about yourself. That's very, very, very hurtful. And it could be like very damaging. The only thing I do want to say to Derrick Jackson is the step number one in the rule when it comes to being caught in a lie is to avoid extending the lie. Call me, brother, and I'll help you dig out of this problem. But number one, avoid extending the lie, because the deeper you dig your lying, deceitful hole, the further your lying ass will have to climb out of it. And you're in way too deep. So if you want to save your TD Jakes deal, if you want to save your book deal, and if you want to save your series of tours being anybody's motivator, anything, then you need to call me.
Well, if he doesn't call you, he needs to call
Christ, the Savior in the bone. He's a soldier. I thought I told you no limits. Get your man right.
I can't.
Moving on, the Georgia State Representative, Park Cannon, has been released from jail after being arrested and charged with a felony for simply knocking on punk-ass Governor Brian Kemp's door while he signed a nearly 100-page bill that only, and he only did it in the presence of only white men, didn't let anybody else in there when he did this. This changed voter requirements behind closed doors. Rep Cannon tweeted, "I've been released from jail. I'm not the first Georgian to be arrested for fighting for voter suppression. I love to stay in the last, but we know that's not true." Are you surprised that Governor Kemp, who his whole entire campaign against Stacey Abrams was all about voter suppression? Why? It's not even news. He's the poster child for voter suppression, Brian Kemp. What do y'all think about this?
What's interesting in here is that Governor Kemp has fought for her to be charged with two felony charges, one for obstruction and the other one for preventing General Assembly. Now, as you know, those come with a charge of up to 5 years, which is so interesting to me because when he voted for what happened at the obstruction on the Capitol, he wasn't as aggressive, if you will, with the term of felony or what he's charging them with. In fact, he supported of 80% of the people that charged the Capitol of charging them only with trespassing.
Well, I don't think it takes a lot of conversation to get to the finish line that Brian Kemp is, Governor Brian Kemp is a proven white supremacist sympathizer. It's very clear that the energy he's had for Stacey Abrams and for this representative is very disgusting. And even after he was clowned to no end by Donald Trump and Kelly Loeffler, after he put her on, he continues to kiss the taint of the white supremacists and do their bidding. So I cannot wait in 2022 for the Georgians to come out and vote his ass out of office, because now that we have a head start on knowing these suppression tactics, right, we're gonna get it together. They are so organized and motivated in Georgia, and it ain't like 10 years ago. We know what's going on now, and we have a whole network of people. Stacey Abrams is not to be played with. She did it once, she gonna do it again, and she gone. You about to lose your job. Yeah. Governor Kemp.
You know what's so funny? He better build that $5 million fence that he's putting around the Capitol to protect him, because just like we're having a protest tomorrow, from my understanding, in Atlanta around this, people are not going to take his bullshit for much longer, and definitely not in the state of Georgia.
All right, moving on. Versus released their new battle lineup, and it includes two epic girl groups. Escape and SWV are going to go head to head in the battle. I think Fox Soul had a little something to do with this. Let's check out this clip.
Okay. So SWV, yes. Escape has spoken. Yes. SWV, you have 24 hours to
respond. Oh my gosh.
24 hours to respond.
I would like a cut because I set it in motion, and I'm going to go ahead and take credit for that. Now, what do you think about this? You think it's going to break records? You think it's going to be up there?
I think that this is going to be an amazing versus. I think they're going to do big numbers on this one. You know, this is an ultimate lineup. Both of these girl groups existed at the same time. You know, mm-hmm. Escape, Candy is credited in saying that Escape never got the flowers and the roses that SWV got, although they existed at the same time. And I'm willing to go out on a limb and say Escape has just as many notable radio hits as does SWV. This is going to be a good lineup. This is going to be good 90s music. And I'm just rooting for all the 90s girls, Shanice, Deborah Cox, Brown Stone, Tracy Spencer, just all the girls, to just rally around these girls and make this versus what it needs to be. This is going to be one for all the old season hoes like myself, who make egg bones and butter beans and cornbread, and who still wear a slip up under their dress. This for the grown women. Yes, God.
Also, Trina wants to battle Little Kim and Timberlands and Chris Brown.
Get off my line. Hello. The caller you was calling is not receiving calls. No, we're not
excited.
Doing that.
I'm excited about the S.
What about Chris Brown beating Usher? What do y'all think about that?
It would be a good battle.
Who will beat who?
But Chris Brown's their dude.
But Usher got a lot of hits. They both got
hits. Usher has a lot of hits, but Chris Brown probably has double the amount. And here's the funny thing, because I'm an old school hoe, and all I do is dress and rest, because love don't But I'm actually an Usher. I'm actually like more with Usher because I'm old. But Chris Brown is just undeniable. Chris Brown is that dude.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break and let it do what it do. We'll be back with more TGIF when we return. Oh, the kids are fighting behind the scenes, not production and talent right now.
No, they're not. Because we got Christ, the Savior, is born.
So Krispy Kreme Donuts is offering a sweet new deal. The Donut Giant is offering customers who got the COVID-19 vaccine a free donut for the rest of the year. In this greedy-ass, fat-ass country, sorry, I'm not fat. Well, yeah, I am fat-shamed in America. We're obese as a nation. Do you think this will tempt people to get vaccinated? Is this enough? Will people do it for a donut? Is that what we're doing? A donut?
More than a donut.
Al, you got money. You got money.
You give me a value meal, now we talking, now I'll go get vaccinated. But a donut, one donut?
For the rest of the year. I think it's free donuts for the rest of the year.
You only get one.
No, one each day for the rest of the year. You can get one every day.
7 donuts a week.
I don't think y'all read that correctly. Let's do our research on that. I don't think
it's one every day for the rest of the year.
No, every new person who got vaccinated gets a donut. Not
what you think it's this one 59-cent donut for a vaccination?
Now it was one every day. Nevertheless, whether it's one or one every day, I hope other companies join the situation, You know what I'm saying? I hope Amazon gives us 10% for everybody who gets vaccinated. Foot Locker give us $5 off. Comcast give us $60 off because I'm paying y'all ass $260 a month for this slow ass internet and this cable that don't nothing come on. Okay. I don't even get my soul on my cable channel. You know what I'm saying? But I'm hoping that other companies follow Krispy Kreme's lead and we got a whole bunch of incentives for getting vaccinated, and then vaccinated becomes the new black. And if you're not vaccinated, you left out because, bitch, we got all this free shit because we don't got the cooties and you do.
Do you worry about companies that get involved in this vaccination thing? Like, what's their motivation to make us, you know, to encourage us to get the vaccine?
Well, Krispy Kreme don't need y'all ass to die. They need y'all to be alive with heart problems and stroke so y'all can keep buying them damn.
Absolutely not. He crazy. Absolutely not. What you notice is who the industry that got hit the hardest was food and beverage and hospitality. So what they're actually doing is trying to find a way to help inflate their loss, their loss in customers and selling a product. So yeah, I think other companies should give incentives. And one that I think should do it should be Uber Eats. I don't know about you guys, but for me, I've been surviving off of Uber Eats. But I cannot continue to pay $12 in fees to get $25 worth of food. I just can't do it any longer. So somebody needs to talk to Uber Eats and Uber and figure out a way. We need a stimulus package created for the food and beverage industry, which they actually did. That's not true because they do have the PPP loan. They get 3.5% of their missed income compared to 2.5% of other people's missed income. So, okay, I take that back. But anyway, Uber Eats, somebody needs to talk to them because I'm tired of paying $12 for my $25 worth of food. It just doesn't.
Let me tell you the right person to talk to them. Christ, the Savior is born. Go ahead, Claudia.
Is there any saving him? I don't think
so. No, there's not. There's not. I don't think so. So, yeah, that industry was hit really hard. The food industry was really hit hard. But speaking of people getting hit hard, y'all hear about this mama down in Jacksonville, Florida? Edith Riddle, she's been charged with child abuse after going to her 12-year-old daughter's school and actively fighting her daughter's classmate with boxing gloves. She's 34. She's been living. She's been rode hard and put away wet. She looked real rough. Okay. She was arrested after the attack, and witnesses said her daughter actually started the fight. What was this woman thinking? Fighting a child, a 12-year-old? It is Florida, though.
Don't do us. You know what? It's sad, but to your point, Claudia. Unfortunately, as somebody who's born and raised in Miami, this is not news for me. Do you know how many times I've seen somebody mama come to the school and fight somebody who was picking on their child? Do you know how many times I've seen somebody mama get jumped for coming to the school? Have you ever seen a 40-year-old woman get jumped by 3 or 4 15-year-olds? I've seen it a lot. Or whatever. It tends to happen in Florida. You know, we're a very unique place. There's something about the way the humidity bounces off the sun and the tide and the moon that just makes people crazy. Unfortunately, you know, this is messed up. You can't come into the school whooping on people's children.
Boy, that's bull crap. Number one, you saw what color she was. Let that woman come to a minority school or an African-American community. What she claimed were glued on. Remember, she said the reason why the boxing gloves were on her hand was because they were glued onto her wrist. Let her come down to a black school and try to beat a black kid's tail in school. Try it. It's going to be a homicide. It ain't going to be no damn parent arrested for fighting. It's going to be a homicide because you're not going to touch one of those little kids. You're not going to touch none of one of those little kids with boxing gloves on. It's never going to happen.
No, she squared up with a 12-year-old kid, though.
She squared up with a 12-year-old kid with boxing gloves. With boxing gloves.
You know what she needs? You know what she needs?
No, you know what?
The Savior was born.
We're going to take a quick break.
You know, that woman, what that woman was doing, let me tell you what really
happened. No, no.
We got to go to commercial. Shut up.
If I got to listen to you saying Christ the Savior all damn night, I'm going to say what I want to say. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
Is you want your paycheck or no? We got to go to commercial.
We can take a quick break. We'll be right back with more TG. Welcome back to TGIF. I am joined by Al Reynolds and Funky Dineva, and we're having a good old time, and I'm sure we're going to get lots of complaints after this show, like always. Okay, listen, comedian Little Duval is, you know, he got a lot of backlash after commenting about the Chloe. He said, how old is that Chloe girl again? He made the comment after, you know, she posted a highly viewed thirst trap video. Black Twitter dragged him by saying things like, you're pushing 50. The fact that you called her a girl instead of a woman proves you know she's too young for you. And you would have been great friends with R. Kelly. Are folks overreacting? I mean, she's 22 years old. Is Black Twitter overreacting, or was his question inappropriate?
You know, I'm going to tell y'all something. Like, I'm not going to lie, and I'm probably going to catch a lot of backlash for this, because we've known Chloe and Haley longer as little girls than we've known them as young women. In my mind, they're still little girls. And when she started doing the whole, I'm a grown woman, let me express my sexuality thing, even to this very moment, it is very uncomfortable for me. And I have to make a conscious choice to realize, Q, she is a young woman. Just think back to when you were in college and you were 19, 20, 21, the things that you were doing and how you wanted to express yourself. It's just weird because they've been little girls to us for so long, and to now see her like this, she took me from 0 to 60 too soon. I'm not gonna lie, I don't like it, but I'm also in a place where I've got to realize that I can't suppress or police a woman's sexuality. And I have to realize that she is a young woman, but for me, it was just too grown too soon. And again, it's because I'm used to seeing them as little girls. Unfortunately, when you put this type of stuff out here, and yes, in a perfect world, women would be able to walk down the street butt-ass naked and a man wouldn't do nothing. But unfortunately, we live in a patriarchal society where men are in control and they make the rules. And when you put yourself out there like this, you open yourself up for horny old men to say and do things like Little Duval did.
First of all, no, we're not going to go there. That can't happen here. He's not horny old man. Do not peg him as a horny old man. I do think Black Twitter could be overreacting, and I refuse to put him in the same category as R. Kelly. He's not entrapping anybody. He's not holding them at their will. He doesn't have multiple ones. He made a comment about a beautiful young woman who can production show the picture of her squatting down again with her legs open, and then another picture of her perched with her side hip up with them cheeks all the way up there like that. He is a man and he is human. Anybody that see anything that beautiful doing acts like that right there, of course you're gonna ask, okay, how old is she again? Because as long as she's legal, then that means it's okay to holler. That's my opinion, because I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm older than Little Duval. And I promise you, if a beautiful woman like that stepped into my life and wanted to have relations with me, I would not turn her away.
Girl, get off my line.
I don't think there are too many men out here that are in their 40s or even in their 50s, if a 20-some-year-old woman stepped to them and was like, let's have a relationship.
Al, you don't like fish. You don't want fish.
Boy, whatever.
You know what? I'm going to say this. Al, I agree with you. I feel like it's about making us uncomfortable, but she's an adult. And just like her mom and her daddy have to let go of that little girl, she's not a little girl anymore. She's actually not even 18, 19, 20, or 21. She's 22. And we also forget Little Duval is a comedian. He was basically saying, how old is that girl again? Because goddamn, she looked good. And I didn't take nothing from it. I think Twitter is way too sensitive. I think we can't even make comedy anymore. And if you go look up at that movie Demolition Man, it was like a movie 20 years ago with Sandra Bullock and all them. I remember seeing that movie. And I remember being like, Chris Tucker. And I remember saying, I wonder if life will be like that one day where people were penalized for cussing and raising their voice. And guess what? We're heading in that direction where we can't flirt anymore. Everything right. is a sexual harassment or the ism. Yeah, and we can't even talk and we can't flirt and we can't have fun anymore. And let me tell you something. It's a slippery slope, y'all, because we listen, people with common sense, they get the balance of where, you know, being a creep ends, you know, flirting ends and being a creep begins. We get that. But all he said was, how old was that girl again? And I think y'all overreacted.
So, Let me ask you this. Like,
hurry up. We got 1 minute left.
Pretend like the camera's on here. All right. A 23-year-old young man.
We got 1 minute left. Hurry up.
Came at you and was like, yo, Ma, what's up? And he was attractive. He was your type. He was
talking.
Would you be like, oh, no, you're too young?
Well, he's 23 years old and he's good looking and he wants to mess with my 47-year-old ass. I would tell him.
Go call Christ.
Tell him he needs to.
Call Christ.
You would tell him, hit me on the home line.
Ain't nothing a little 22-year-old could do for me except tell me where his daddy is. We're going to, you know what? That's our show. I want to thank my TGIF co-hosts, Al Reynolds and Funky Dineva. Thank you for watching us on the Fox Soul YouTube, actually. Stay tuned for Hollywood Unlocked with Jason Lee Uncensored. That's another one who needs
Christ, Savior is born.
See y'all next week.
Good night, y'all.
Good night.
In my mind.